had none of them busting or nothing. You call that busting?
Did you, what did you keep your, did you ever, when you had the meal and you took it to the mill, what did you carry it in?
In a cloth sack.
Did you ever carry it, you know, in a barrel or anything like that?
No.
Well, let me see, when you had molasses and stuff, did you ever have a large container that was anything different from a barrel that was called anything else?
You had a barrel you put your molasses in when the native.
Uh-huh.
And you rolled them out and used them.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a stand? Did you ever call it a stand?
A what?
Did you have a stand?
Stand?
Uh-huh.
As some sort of container. Well, what did you use when you're pouring a liquid into a jar or something? Did you ever use anything so it wouldn't spill all over the place?
Well, them barrels had a hole in them.
Mm-hmm. Like when you're pouring something into a little bitty old jar, and so it wouldn't spill all over the place. Did you ever use anything that
a funnel?
You had those.
Yeah.
What were they made of?
Tin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were made out of tin and quantity.
And when
you put that in your, generally had a little jug or something to draw that syrup out in, glaze something. Put that funnel in there and pour your syrup. The barrel had a hole in it, you put a stopper in it. They called the stoppers back then.
What were they made out of?
Made out of wood.
Wood. Did you ever have anything made out of anything else, like cork or something?
Well, some of them had faucets to it. Wood faucets. But we did.
And you had horses on the farm? How'd you keep them going? Did you ever
fed them corn and hay?
Did you ever use anything to, you know, make them like, you know, a whip or anything? Did you ever use anything to?
Yes, they used a whip.
You did?
Yeah.
I just wondered because my little brother used to.
You ever see one?
My little brother used to have a big, big, long one like this, and I just, you know, wondered if you had one.
And
I had one
in there in the hall.
I did have one there in the hall.
I reckon that kid ain't got it.
It's a good thing. I think my brother loved his when he was little.
Oh, well, we got a grandkid that comes in and gets it every
month. What does he use it for?
He sent up here Christmas, didn't he?
Uh-huh.
One of the grandsons.
Did you when you went to the store?
Here it is.
Oh, I see. That's a good one. Did you ever use this on horses or anything?
No, I just kept it.
In the
I used to way back on them, but I ain't fatten.
It looks like a good one though.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That is. Crack that one real well.
See, one of them grandchildren come in back here and use that least and
the little bit.
Yeah. He gets it and he just makes it pop.
I bet he does.
He thinks the world and all. Grandpa's what. Yeah, sometimes he carries it off home.
Uh-huh.
And then he'll bring it back. So that's Grandpa's. He brings some of the rest of them and give it to him and he takes it home.
Well, did you have, let me see, when you went to the store or anything and you bought stuff, what did you carry it home in? Did you have any special kind of containers?
We went in a wagon.
Mm-hmm. When you had a lot of different canned goods and stuff, and you all had them in one big container,
We didn't have no big, like canned stuff. We got our canned here at home.
Really?
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you keep your, did you have any sort of a something made of paper, you know, ever?
They put it in a bag, paper bag at the store, box or something. Uh-huh. Right on down home.
Did you call it anything else, like a sack or just a paper bag? Or